We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male, and I don't drink beer. I shotgun it, baby. And if you do the same, hashtag it, Sore Losers Shotgun. And in particular, I like the White Claws.
Hey, Lunchbox, welcome back, dude.
Welcome back.
Hey,
what up?
You feeling better?
I still am blowing my nose about 500 times a day. Can you turn my headphones down?
You are saying doze.
What?
You're saying I do blow my doze.
Nose. I said nose.
Yeah, doze.
Do I sound stopped
up? You're a little stuffy, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it's been like for the last 5 days. It's been incredible. I've blown my nose so many times. I cannot believe how much snot can come out of a human being.
And why are you coming to work if you're
sick? Well, I'm not contagious.
How do you know?
Because it's been like 6 days. You're contagious like the first 48 hours.
The doctor says this.
Coach, were you ill the entire time in New York?
Guys, so we get there Friday night, right?
And break it down.
And we go to dinner. We go to the Bengal Tiger.
Oh, gosh. That's expensive, Coach.
No, it's not. Oh. It's really cheap Indian food. We found a hole in the wall. And it was
like
delicious.
Feather Indian?
No, like.
Dude, Indian food is good.
It really is.
In Michigan.
Oh, it was so good. And it was a little hole in the wall, small restaurant. Very good. It was on the second story. So then the next day.
Second story of what? What does that have to do with the story?
I'm just telling you, it's real small.
That means in New York, there's not just a place. You got to go up in and around.
And there's apartments right above it. Like,
really?
It's a real small, tiny.
So we'll be able to find it by that description.
Yes. So
our buddy said it's on the second floor.
They're like, take a look at the building. Every building has second floors.
It's called the Jungle City.
We call it the Bengal Tiger. What is it, Cincinnati? Get out of here.
That's in Ohio. You idiot.
So. Then the next day, we don't even set alarms because we don't have a kid. We're like, let's sleep in. Yeah. So we sleep like...
Coach, it's 5 or what?
10 a.m. We wake up. We take our time. We're like, you know what we got to go get? We got to go get New York bagels because bagels in New York are supposed to be amazing. Like, oh my gosh, the water's different, so you get New York bagels, man.
Have you ever had a bagel before you start your day? That and a coffee? It's not a better way.
That's the champion breakfast right there.
So we go to the bagel shop. We look it up, and that's the bagel shop that gets all the rave reviews. It tastes like a damn bagel. Nothing different.
Well, what did you expect? You wanted it to taste like sushi? What?
No. They talk about New York bagels being like different than any other bagel you have.
No, I don't think anyone says it's different. They just call it, it's just they make bagels in New York.
No, no, no. They say they taste different because of the water.
Gross. What kind of, New York water?
Yes. Well, guess what? It tastes like a damn bagel. So we're sitting there.
So by this time it's 2 p.m.
So my wife's like, what do you want to do all day?
They've done is gotten bagels.
She's like,
because they didn't set their alarm clock.
So no, because we wanted to sleep in because we didn't have kids.
All right, the sun's going down. What'd you do?
So it's like noon, and she goes, so what do you want to go see in New York today? And this is when it's snowing.
Nice.
Snowmageddon.
Oh, it was snowing there?
Are you talking snow on the sidewalk, snow everywhere, or snow just coming down?
Oh, it's coming down.
Okay, but is there any on the ground?
Yes, it's accumulating on the sidewalk.
Crunch, crunch, crunch as you walk. Okay.
Yeah. So.
That was a crappy bagel.
She looks at me and she goes, what do you want to do today? And I looked at her and I said, I got to be honest, I don't feel very good.
Their big trip to New York.
So we go back to the hotel and I was like, no, ear. It was.
Hey, it was ear.
And I took a 3-hour nap.
Oh, my God.
So it's midnight, and all they've got is a bagel.
Guys, I had been feeling good.
You're in the Big Apple. I mean, you paid money to go to New York City, probably staying in a nice hotel.
Man.
No, like $100 a night.
You guys know how to see the city.
A Courtyard by Marriott.
$100 a night, Coach? Did you stay in Queens?
No, we stayed in Times Square.
Okay, you did not pay $100 a night in Times Square. That's 100% a lie.
No, we weren't literally in Times Square. We were 3 blocks from Times Square. Like, so, and it was like a Courtyard by Marriott. There's hotels everywhere.
I stayed at a Courtyard by Marriott when I went. I paid
$150
a night.
There we go. There's New York right now. He probably stayed over there.
Where's the Bengal shot?
The Bengal Tiger.
Bengal Tiger.
Yes.
Oh, that's Miami. So, Sports Center switched anyway, over to South Beach.
He wasn't there.
We get up, and I was like, all right, I'm good. Let's go. We got to go.
How'd you guys squeeze it all in? The bagels? Yeah. Hey, the walking in snow?
By this time, it's what, 10 p.m.?
No. Guys, this is the night we're going to see Hamilton.
And all he's done is eating a bagel all day.
No, that's all I'd eaten. So we're like, we got to go get some dinner. She was like, I already picked out a restaurant. So we went to a ramen place for Chef Marimoto.
Ramen noodles?
Like ramen.
That's from the movie.
No, he was on some TV show.
Oh.
My wife liked it. It was like Iron Chef or something.
He's
Chef Morimoto.
Okay.
And so we go, guys, great ramen.
Is he actually cooking or is the name just on it?
No, well, he's the one that taught all these people, I guess, what to cook, or he's the one that came up with the recipes.
So he sells the little bags and then you boil water and put the little...
No, they boil it for you.
Like in college?
What is so special about this ramen noodle?
They have different flavors and they put different things in there.
I know, I tried chicken, the oriental flavor, and then what else do they have? They have a beef one?
They have beef. No, it's not just that. It's like they put like green onions in this one, not in this one. They put like cauliflower. I mean, it's just different things. It's called food. You go eat ramen. It's really good. Very popular restaurant. Like it was packed. Mm. Like we went at like 5:15 and the line was out the door.
Ray, what's the name of this place?
Marimoto?
No. I don't know the name of it. It was just a restaurant by Chef Marimoto.
Chef Marimoto, there's a Bengal place, and they stayed in the second floor.
The Bengal's on the second floor.
No, the Bengal Tiger.
Yes.
So, we have the ramen.
Where's the bagel shop? Do you want to give him a shout-out?
Doesn't remember the name.
It was a couple blocks from Madison Square Garden.
Perfect. Thank you, Coach. We'll find it.
I'm sure they'll find it. There's 10 other ones there.
You want me to finish? They're known for their rainbow bagel.
Okay, we'll ask
around. The rainbow bagel.
We'll ask around. And we'll go to New York City. Like, hey, excuse me, sir. Where can I find, it's the home of the rainbow bagel?
Yeah, go rainbow yourself. Why don't you move out to West Hollywood?
Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll ask around, Coach.
Sesame seed bagel.
Oh, that's crazy.
You looking for the rainbow bagel? I don't know. Check your ass and get out of my way.
The bagel store original bagel. Original rainbow bagel. There it is right there. It's on 69th Fifth Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. There you go.
You were in Brooklyn?
You were in Brooklyn?
That was the
you
original.
You went to Brooklyn for your bagel?
No.
I thought you were staying in Times Square.
That's the original.
He went on his baby moon in Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, dang.
Coach, then you hopped a train to go to... No wonder.
No, you're not listening.
Can we talk about his wife? I bet she was ready to kill him.
Coach, why?
We didn't
go to Brooklyn. That was the original spot.
Did you ever see Hamilton?
So, yeah, we went to Hamilton after the Morimoto place.
Okay.
It's the most important part of the play. Huh?
Guys.
They're like, to love, to love is to love.
Sorry, I'm got my nose this stuff. Hey.
Alexander Hamilton, son of a whore. That's what it's, that's
what?
The one.
Is that a line?
Oh, yeah. Hamilton was excellent.
Yeah?
It was very entertaining how they take a story from history. That history is usually pretty boring. Like when you learn in school, it's kind of boring.
Coach, yeah, sure. They put the projector on the movie. They put it boring.
But
yes.
We didn't think they're gonna have the projector slide.
It was
slide.
So entertaining, and the talent on that stage, the way they did it in rap form, it was so good.
Was your boy there? What's his name?
Lin-Manuel Miranda. No. He was the original. There's a new Hamilton.
See, all these people. I think that I'm going to see Lin-Manuel. Nope.
No,
just see Hamilton.
Think you're going to see Lin-Manuel. He's been done with Hamilton for years.
Oh, didn't he write it?
Yes. But he left that role like 2 years ago. So you knew.
Did you think you were going to see Lin?
No. I knew that he was done with playing Hamilton.
I
got to
tell you, if I went there, I would assume I was going to see Lin-Manuel.
Of course. Why else would I pay? How much was the tickets?
They were expensive.
How much?
Expensive.
How much? $100 more
than
a bagel.
More than 100 a piece?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I want to see Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tom Hanks.
Let's put it this way. They were cheaper in New York than they were, because Hamilton was just in Nashville. The tickets were cheaper in New York than they were in Nashville, though.
Wow. Just didn't tell me anything.
Well, I'm just telling you.
So how are we supposed to figure out the price?
Gas is cheaper in New York than it is here. Well, what's the gas here then?
I don't know.
That's the worst math problem I've ever
had.
Ask someone.
You guys are annoying.
Okay. So, all right, hold on. Let me do my thing real quick. Hold on. What was his famous thing? He goes, love is love is the.
That is not in Hamilton.
I know.
Okay. Do they do the duel between him and Aaron Burr?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aaron
Eddie, have
Burr.
You seen it?
No. I just know history.
Please tell me you just don't know this already.
Coach, I know history.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Burr is such a loser.
Yeah.
He is the villain of history. And Aaron Burr talks about this, like about how he's the villain of history.
Aaron Burr was there?
Yeah. Aaron Burr's in the play the whole time.
That's why the tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No, somebody's playing Aaron Burr, Coach. I know. I'm not an idiot. Aaron Burr was from that time.
Oh, you were acting like it was the real Aaron Burr. I wasn't. I was just saying, no, like, he was just part of the...
Do you know any of the actors that played?
No!
Was there anyone famous?
No. They're all just Broadway people.
I don't get it.
Listen, our semi-truck drivers, you've lost them. So I'm like, Aaron Burr, hey, you know where the next pit stop is?
You know how I know who Aaron Burr is?
I have no idea why.
That old milk commercial. Do you remember this commercial where this guy is drinking milk and he's eating milk and cookies and he's listening to the radio? He's like, all right, for $1,000, the first caller to tell me who shot Alexander Hamilton. And he's like, and he's got cookies but no milk. He's like, okay, you're on, sir. Who shot Alexander Hamilton? He's like, He's like, excuse me?
And I remember that commercial.
And then they're like, sorry, sir, we can't understand. Got to take the next caller. And then he gets his milk. He goes, Aaron Burr.
Wow.
What a great commercial that they need to bring back for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they need to bring that back. That's really funny.
Yeah, that's how I remember
so,
Aaron Burr.
It was excellent. Like, I really enjoyed Hamilton. So the next day, we got to go do something. So
this is Saturday?
Sunday.
Oh, gosh. It's already Sunday. And you slept all day Saturday.
Coach, the bagel fiasco was forever. And then you got sick.
No, the bagel was only an hour.
I know, but then you got sick, so it seemed like the bagel thing was
bad. Yeah, it was bad. I just did not feel good.
Sunday, you wake up. You all go to church?
No, we didn't go to church.
They went to the next game, Madison Square. Same thing.
We went to the MoMA.
The hell is
that?
The
Modern of Museum of Modern Art.
My God.
And let me tell you, we had some food out of a cart. On the side of the road,
Coach,
the halal guys.
What?
It was halal guys. Look them up.
No, I'm good.
No, look it up.
No, it's okay.
Let me make sure that's them. It was delicious. The line was down the block to buy from their little food cart.
They need to put that in a business. They need to Shark Tank that.
They really do because it was really, really good. So we ate that, and then we walked around the museum, looked at some art. We saw Starry Night.
Oh, Van Gogh.
Don't know who did it.
Yeah, Van Gogh.
But it was...
I want you guys to see the most beautiful painting. Nobody too close.
I'm sorry. He gets his Kleenex, starts wiping the painting. I'm sorry.
He's no longer touching Michelangelo's figure.
He's smearing the paint because it's full of snot.
So,
I'm sorry.
After going to this, I realized art is the dumbest thing ever invented.
Yes.
What are
it
you talking about?
It is so... stupid.
Who was there? People your age, kids,
oh, there
old
was people,
people
all age ranges.
Interesting.
From 5-year-olds to 90-year-olds.
School field trips?
Field trips, families,
Sunday. Coach, a Sunday.
Dates, everything. It was packed.
The field trips that we went on to these, never paid attention. I probably should have, though, but
no,
never did.
Art is the stupidest thing ever invented. Because I'm looking at a gray canvas.
Oh, beautiful.
It has a red triangle, a squiggly line, in a red circle filled in. It could almost be a balloon. And it has audio attached to it. So you put on the headphones and you mm-hmm. listen to the audio. And they're mm-hmm. like, what I love about this piece is that it is the transformation connecting two generations, as you can see from the triangle to the circle.
That's what I saw.
And I'm like, shut the hell up.
That's what I was thinking too.
So stupid. It's a triangle and a circle. That's it. It had nothing to do with generational connectivity.
What about, Coach, what you're telling us, were you saying this out loud in front of the art
yes,
piece?
Yes, I was telling my wife. That I was like, this is so dumb.
Can you imagine?
Coach, there's somebody there that's a true historian, and some truck driver's next to him. What the hell is this? It's so dumb. It connects two things. It looks like a balloon.
This visitor's been waiting his whole life to watch this triangle and see this thing with his own eyes, and you're bursting his bubble.
Yes.
Coach, what about the Van Gogh, though? Did you see that?
Is that the Starry Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's pretty cool, right?
And it's blurry.
You know why it's blurry? Because that's how he saw. That's what he saw. He had back then they didn't have glasses, so he was blurry. He was almost blind. So
seriously?
Like, yeah, so everything that Van Gogh did was blurry.
Well, why did they say that in the audio?
Coach, I don't know. Research it.
You're telling me you go to see this famed
thing and they did not say anything?
Because that's the whole reason why all his stuff's blurry.
Can I tell you, I've always just looked at Starry Night and be like, why is that so good, guys? It's blurry. Yeah. I never knew that's just how he saw things.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything about
that. That's how he did it. That's what he saw, so he did. That's why he can do it.
They didn't say anything about that in the audio.
Plus, if you saw perfectly and you were a good artist, it'd be hard to do something blurry. You'd be like, oh, I can do it perfectly, but I can't blur it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Coach, of all the things to see in New York, you didn't go to Madison Square?
What am I going to see? I saw the outside of it.
Did you walk by the outside?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool to do that.
That's pretty cool.
I've done that.
Yeah, it's a building. Like No.
It's not just a building, Coach. It's a garden.
Okay. Sorry. But I didn't go.
Oh, the building.
I tried to look
up. It's a freaking basketball arena in the middle of a concrete jungle. Dude, it's amazing.
It might be it has to be the coolest one in America by far.
For sure.
Far and away.
For sure. You think when you look at New York and you're like, dang, dude, so many buildings. You can't even get anywhere without seeing a building. Sidewalks are cramped. It's just small. And they fit an arena?
So dope.
That's amazing. I love that.
I would get season tickets if I was in New York. Because that stadium's so cool.
It doesn't go that high. It doesn't look tall or anything because it goes down.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we leave the MoMA.
What's the MoMA again?
The Museum of Modern Art.
Right.
So he's had bagels. He's went to the museum.
Okay. What day is this? Tuesday?
Sunday.
Okay.
So then we go back. We get ready. And we go get some Italian food. Italian seafood restaurant. Wasn't that good. It was our worst meal of the weekend. And
Shout out. Do you want to say the name?
I don't know the name of it, but we were trying to find something. And there was an Italian place we tried, but the next available reservation was February 8th. We're like,
excuse me, did you say 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
We'll be available.
Because it was right by Times Square, and that's where we were staying. And we were like, oh, that's perfect, because we're going to another Broadway show that night. So that night, we go see the Tina, the Broadway musical.
You saw two Broadway musicals in one trip?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
The Tina show.
You are a thespian.
Well, I'm a huge Tina Turner fan, and I was like, if we're here for Hamilton, Tina just opened in November, so it's brand new. So I sit down and we're getting comfortable in our seats and there's some rumblings in the back and
somebody's got a gun.
I'm like, man, that guy's a huge human walking down the aisle.
Shaq.
And I'm like, no, that's not Shaq.
Akeem Mutombo?
Yao?
Wow, that's one of the greatest to ever play the game.
Oh, Christian Okoye?
Man, oh my. He was on the Showtime Lakers.
Oh,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, Hakeem Olajuwon.
And I was like, dang, he had to retire, but he came back. He played for Team USA. He used to be the coach of the Lakers. And he had
Jackson?
He had a late-night talk show.
David Letterman?
David Letterman never played for the Lakers.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
I may have missed that.
I was
Kurt Russell? Rambis?
No, not Kurt Russell or Rambis.
Jay Leno. Oh, Arsenio Hall!
Are you guys being serious?
Lamar Odom?
Who had a late show?
You don't know who had a late night talk show?
No.
He was the coach, and then he was like the GM, then he quit, and then after LeBron came to town, he recruited him.
Phil Jackson?
What?
One of the greatest to ever play basketball.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Showtime Lakers. When did Jordan play for the Lakers?
Oh, Kobe?
Showtime Lakers.
Who the hell are the Showtime Lakers?
Black Mamba? Wait, so not the Los Angeles Lakers?
Yes, when they were the Showtime. That's when they brought all the fancy passing.
Karl Showtime. Malone.
It was one of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my God. Are you guys being serious?
Coach, I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
I'm just one of the greatest basketball players ever.
Charles Barkley. Zion.
He played.
That's his transition. Speaking of Zion. Yeah, Charles Barkley.
I mean, his main time was in the 80s.
Oh, Dr. J.
Oh, my God. Bless America. Are you serious?
Iceman.
Just tell him.
Gervin.
Magic Johnson.
We never said him?
No.
Are you sure?
You idiots.
You sure we didn't say that?
Yes.
He had a late night talk show?
Yes.
That threw me.
So before the Los Angeles Lakers, they were called the Showtime Lakers?
That's what their nickname was the Showtime Lakers. So guys, he's walking down the aisle to go to his seats.
Wow. And you're watching Tina?
This is before Tina starts. Him and his wife.
So you're freaking out. Wife.
So I jump up and I get a picture with Magic freaking Johnson.
Let me see.
What
it.
Up? Wow. Come here.
Have you posted it?
No, not yet, because I prepped it for the show. I prepped it for the show, And it didn't.
So you know that you can post the big stuff show whenever you want.
Coach,
right?
On our account, you can just put a picture up.
Look, Coach, give me your phone. Let me show you how to post it.
Come here. Look at this. Me and Magic.
Let me see it, Coach. Spin it around for me.
Coach, Magic's blurry.
Look at me and Magic.
Just like Starry Night.
Coach, this is like a Van Gogh painting, Coach. You can't even tell who that is.
It's decent, but Coach, let's get it a little bit more.
No, here's what happened.
Oh my God, Coach, it could look. Here's the problem with the picture. I believe you, dude. You're my friend.
No, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Hold on.
I'll tell you what happened.
I believe you. That this is Magic Johnson, Coach. It could be seen as someone else.
I understand.
People can confuse this for someone else.
I immediately started texting people the picture, and every response I got is, "Who is that?"
Yeah.
Because
Coach, he made sure he got himself in the picture, but get
Coach,
Magic.
He's crystal clear. Lunchbox is crystal clear.
Here's what happened. So Magic is sitting on his seat, and he's on the aisle because he needs room for his legs. He puts him out in the aisle. And I went up to him, and I was like, Magic freaking Johnson.
It's Irwin or Irvin.
You didn't even name him. You couldn't even pick him out.
Irwin.
You kept saying every name but Magic Johnson, so don't correct me.
Okay.
Got him.
And I said, can I get a picture? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, this is freaking crazy. And he goes, shh.
Yeah, there's a bunch of thespians around you, Coach.
He shushed
him. This is effing awesome, man.
Hey, well, I just want to. Sorry. It's not on his face.
Showtime Lakers. So I go to take the picture, and as it's going.
He sneezed.
He turns his head. He moves before the picture. He thought it had already taken, and it hadn't. So he kind of moved because my camera was a little delayed.
Why do you insist on bothering these people?
The camera let you down.
Coach, he shushed you. What did you tell him? How loud were you?
I was like, this is freaking crazy.
I think we missed the bigger point here. Is he trying to do some stuff with the Knicks? Why is he in New York?
No. He's getting into Broadway. He wants to invest in Broadway. He's a big investor. I met him when they opened up the W Hotel in Austin, because he's an investor for the W Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, he flies down in his privy.
So did you talk to him?
I mean, we interviewed him for the news. I mean, I asked him like a question or something.
Wow, see, because I didn't even get to interview him, and I was trying to my whole thing was I was going to ask him to come on the podcast.
Did you even get that question out?
No, I didn't get that question because I got shushed.
Sorry.
We have a podcast back in Nashville. So, I got my picture.
Okay.
Great. I go back to my seat.
How close were you sitting to him?
I was three rows in front of him.
Wow. You got better seats than Magic Johnson?
Well, I think he just took the aisle seat that was available because he needed an aisle for his.
Is it first come, first serve? Or
no,
it,
it's reserved seating, but all of that section, they're all the same price.
Coach, it ain't Southwest. No ever production is first come, first serve.
I didn't know. Coach, I've never. Take it back. I've been to a couple Broadway plays. Yeah. Not by choice, but.
Don't be a hater.
No, I've never.
No.
I've never stood up and said, hey, guys, why don't we go to a Broadway play? That's just not my thing. I can't stand plays.
The one
like
time
plays.
In Vegas, you guys wanted to go to, what was it, Three Blind
Mice? Oh, my
Mice?
God. That was
a Jersey Boys?
The Rat Pack, man.
The Rat Pack. That was terrible.
Thank God.
That wasn't
I got
a play,
banned.
Though. That was a show.
Dude, thank God.
No, this
I didn't
is a
go to
show.
That.
No, Coach, this is a play. People act to be or not to be.
Hey, was Tina good?
That girl that sang
so
was
good?
Phenomenal.
Call me an idiot. So it wasn't Tina.
Oh my
good God.
So with these things, they use the people's
that's the
names.
Problem. Yes, Coach, and it's they're actors. They're actors. Stuff we can see in a movie, it's just them in person doing it.
So you're telling me Garth Brooks in Vegas isn't Garth Brooks?
No, that's different. That's a show.
How do you know the difference?
If there was a play named Garth, it won't be Garth. It'd be some other dude.
Okay. So almost like this. In Vegas, it's the real people.
Correct.
In New York, it's probably going to be somebody that sounds like Tina, but it's really not Tina.
Correct.
Correct.
I mean, Garth may do it for the first week that they open the play, but then after that, when it's forever.
Because it's a play.
Like, when I was walking through Times Square, when I went to New York like a few months ago, there was an ad for Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
The dude looks nothing like Beetlejuice. I mean, it was like, can you get a guy that looks a little bit like Beetlejuice? You have makeup all over him and he still doesn't look like Beetlejuice? Coach, I don't get it.
Her name is Adrienne Warren, and she is a superstar.
Did you meet her?
No. But she could sing unbelievable.
All night long.
That's not Tina.
You and my brother are the same person.
You get the picture.
What's love got to do with it?
Got to do with it.
And she's all dancing.
What's
you're like,
love but a sec.
Did she get beat up on stage with Ike?
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard.
Ike was so good.
Whoa, what do you mean he was so good? That was a bad dude.
That when they come out for their bow at the end and Ike comes out, half the crowd booed him.
Good. Wow. Good. He used to beat up Tina Turner, dude.
He used to shove lit cigarettes up her nose. You don't see that in the play, but I've read the book.
Oh, I thought they did that in the play. I'm like, no. Dang.
Why'd he do that?
Because he was abusive.
An asshole.
Oh, he was her dad?
No,
husband.
Husband.
Wow. And my wife cried throughout the entire play because she didn't realize how difficult Tina's life was. It was a very heavy play.
She never watched the movie?
No.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Angela Bassett plays Tina? That's what I'm saying, Coach. You can watch the movie and it'd be cheaper than going to the freaking play.
No, but the movie isn't as good. The play was phenomenal. Yeah, you're not going to see magic. That's what I'm saying.
You know, it was kind of a flex on his part. Sure, he wanted the picture, but he also wanted to show off to people that he knew that was a celebrity.
That's the only reason he takes pictures of these people.
Half of the point of spotting a celebrity is the fact that you spotted them. Yeah. I do that to my girlfriend, fiance, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know if it's that big of a celebrity, but the fact that I spotted him and knew that,
correct.
Even in an airport, most people are like, oh, he's smarter than me because he recognized that person.
Correct.
So, hey, he was doing a flex at the Tina Turner concert.
A buddy of mine that was telling me that he saw Derrick Henry at the airport, and he said, dude, you wouldn't understand this dude's body type. Like, he said that—
I went to training camp.
He said that, like, 50 dudes were staring at his ass because it's just so unproportionate. Is that right? Is that the word?
Disproportionate.
Disproportionate.
There you go.
Coach, I mean, he said that his butt—
Okay, Coach, move to a different body part.
No, he said that's what everyone was looking at, not the girls, the dudes, because it's like, oh my God, like this
dude. That's where he gets his power.
Butt is bigger than people's bodies. And then there's his upper body, and then there are his legs. But his butt led the way,
he said. That butt ran over the Ravens, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the Pats.
I used to think, oh, I would never go to a Broadway play. And then my wife made me go to Jersey Boys one time when we were in Vegas. And it was really good. I was like, man, this is great. So I don't, and you act like you're too cool. Magic Johnson.
I didn't say too cool.
Went.
I said, I think it's stupid. I don't like him.
Here's what it is. You go to a sporting event, you can drink.
You can drink at the play.
And you don't have to think that much.
You don't have to think at the play.
At a play, I just feel
it's
like
it's just like watching a movie, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They're real people acting weird. When you watch a movie, you're just like, okay, there they are. They're in the box doing something. Like, all right, we're watching it.
And here's the crazy part.
In person, they're just like, who? What?
You kind of have to pay attention.
No.
I saw Lion King one time because I took my kids to go watch it or something because we got free tickets. And I'm like, what are they doing? Like,
it's more impressive because they can't mess up. They have.
Do they mess up?
If they do, you don't notice. Like if they miss a line, I don't know. But they don't stop and be like, oh, messed up and recut.
That'd be cool.
It is just live. They just go.
Like us, we're live.
Yeah.
We
don't mess up.
Crown their ass.
The cool part was there's only like 8 people in the entire play, so they all play they play multiple roles. So you have to know what character you are, accent you're supposed to have. Yes.
So Tina comes out as someone else?
Not Tina.
Oh.
But like her sister in the play.
Yeah. She was who else?
She was an Ikeette, then she was a nurse.
So they
nurse.
Can't, they
she
can't
was
afford
a,
to have more people? What's the problem? How much are tickets again?
Tina's were $150.
And they can't afford to hire Ray to go play.
But
Tina's
that's the cool part.
Brother.
And then like if you go to the matinee, Adrian's not doing Tina. So some girl that's in the play, she also plays Tina whenever she's out.
And the matinee is cheaper.
Yeah. But you don't see the stars.
Yeah.
Then
guys,
then on the way to the airport, we're in the cab.
What day is this?
Monday.
Okay. I mean, do New York still have cabs? Or they have Ubers and Lyfts.
Oh, they got Uber and Lyft, but they also have the cabs are everywhere. Because I'm trying to get the cash cab. I mean, that's why I'm taking a cab everywhere. And we're sitting in traffic, and there's a dude right next to a semi shooting up the H right there in his arm.
How do you know it's the H?
Well, I assume it's the H. He was just right next to the sidewalk.
It could be all sorts of stuff.
Well, he was just right there on the side. Like, and this is the dude that was about to get in the semi and drive.
Oh, so he was in the semi or
outside? No, right next to it. Him and his two buddies, they're just standing there. He's got his right arm, and with his left arm, he's injected right there.
On the street?
Yep.
Did he have one of those little tie things on his arm?
I couldn't see that part because he was on the other side of the semi, so his arm was just high enough where you could see the needle going in.
Well, maybe he had to get a cross-country shipment.
I looked at my wife, and I said, did you just see that? She goes, yeah. And it was crazy. So then we go to the airport, and I've decided, after going to New York.
Oh, so this was in Jersey? Where'd you fly out of?
Brooklyn?
No, this was downtown New York.
Oh.
We found an airport in Long Island.
We flew out of LaGuardia. Okay. But after going to New York.
So you were in Queens.
Let me tell you. New York is kind of gross. It is dirty.
It's dirty, Coach.
It's loud.
You
it
brought some of that
sucks.
Dirt back in your nose,
it doesn't
Coach.
Suck. It's pretty awesome.
I don't think it's that cool.
It's not that cool. I'd rather live in Nashville.
Yeah, whoa. Who said anything about living there?
I would never want to live there. It's not that cool of a place.
I didn't say I want to live there.
We went there, bounced around, went to bars, went to Yankee Stadium, did this, did that. Everything's crowded.
Everything's
way too many
dirty.
People.
Everything's dirty.
Everything is dirty, Coach.
Okay, so what, though? It's dirty downtown Nashville.
Not Coach, that kind of dirty.
When you're in New York at the end of the night, it's not... you go home to shower, everything that you just experienced.
Yes.
I love it.
Because it stays with you.
Yes.
Freaking New York's so cool to me.
It's cool, but the people that think it's...
Oh, yeah, I think it's the best
daily,
place... Oh, God.
Ideally?
No way.
No, a daily. Like, you want to experience that every day?
No. I want to live there.
Coach, after 3 days, that rat race...
How would you want to live there, Coach? The only people that live in New York are people that just graduated high school or in college. Just graduated college. They want to live and find themselves. That's it. And the people that need to work in money or whatever, like, they're the only ones that live in New York.
So there's only a business district and a thing for post-grads.
Yeah.
There's no other business in New York.
Shut an idiot.
The people that run Bengal Tiger.
But
run the bagel shop.
If you want to sell stuff on the street, that's the most people you're going to see during the day. You ain't going to see that many people on the Nashville streets.
Yeah.
Traffic.
God.
That's where you need to peddle a product. If you start something from the ground up, take it to the New York street traffic.
That's where you got to go.
Yes.
I don't even know. Oh,
thanks for your story, dude. That's good.
It was great.
That was
but
awesome.
I met
All
Magic
right.
freaking Johnson.
That's pretty cool. All right. Hey, thank you guys for listening. Well,
whoa,
tomorrow,
whoa, 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 whoa. No.
Coach, we're 30 minutes in. You talk about New York.
I want to talk about
now,
Kansas.
Do you want to talk about the Kansas fight, or do you want to talk about Zion first?
Zion can be glossed over.
We can talk about Kansas.
Okay. Let's talk about the Kansas fight. I was on Twitter. I watched the game, and there was a blowout, so I turned it off. And then I get a text. It's like, oh, what a fight by Kansas. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was a blowout. They're like, no, literal fight. And I get on, and I look at the fight, and then I start watching ESPN. And those talking heads are such dumbasses.
We know.
I know, Coach.
You don't need to say it.
They only love Duke.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And Zion.
But they acted like...
And the Patriots.
They were talking about banning McCormick.
Who's McCormick?
McCormick and Schmick?
McCormick is our other big man. And DeSosa, they were like, they should never put on a Kansas uniform again. What they did...
Yeah, DeSosa for sure, that's criminal.
What did he do? Punch
picked
somebody?
Up a chair? No, he picked up a chair. He was about to wrestle. But, he was about to pull a freaking Ric Flair wrestling
move. But did he?
Yeah, he had the chair, yes, over his head. Yeah.
And then what happened? He dropped it.
And then he finally snapped out of it.
Okay, so what did he do that was so bad?
So if I point a gun at you and then go, oh, shoot, what am I doing? I shouldn't shoot him. So do I not get in trouble?
A gun is totally different.
It's a weapon, Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
At that
shoplifting.
Point,
let's say you're thinking about shoplifting something. You pick something up, and you're like, you know what?
No.
You put it back down?
No. You put it in your pocket.
And then you put it back down?
And then you put it back. I think you would still get arrested for
shoplifting. No, you wouldn't. You didn't steal it. You can't convict someone for picking up a chair and putting it back down.
Well, then they won't.
But they suspended him for 12 games.
Oh, for sure.
That is extreme. That is way over the line. They acted like he killed somebody. All he did was throw some punches. He wanted to, but he didn't. He didn't follow through with the motion of swinging the chair. He had the thought. And then thought better of it and dropped it.
Listen, what did the redshirt Kansas State dude get?
3 games.
Okay.
See, he should be gone longer than DeSosa.
But why?
The Kansas was more severe because Kansas, they got suspended the 12 games and then also without pay. So it was both of those
without
things.
Without pay?
He's been saving that. He saw that on Twitter.
About that last night.
He saw that on Twitter.
Hey, Coach, but I
let me say this about the fight. Yes, when you watched it, did it look that bad?
No.
You had to get the gifs and the memes and
the slow mos and the stops.
Did anyone make contact fist to face?
There was a couple. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see anything like that.
There was people on ESPN saying this is the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, they were in college. In college history?
No, in sports. Well, covering sports.
They're stupid.
I'm like, last week there was a shooting at a high school basketball game in the middle of the game. Someone in the crowd started shooting.
Did you see
a
video of that?
Yes. They're playing.
I didn't know that.
They're playing and some fan shoots another fan. Like, don't tell me this is the worst thing you've seen in covering sports.
I will say this.
Like the Mason Rudolph one, that was pretty bad.
Yes!
Well, Mason Rudolph was bad because we saw it right away. Oh, gross. Malice at the Palace. Boom, you're seeing punches with this.
Yeah.
There was so much. There was a mass of humanity. You weren't really seeing a lot.
Right!
You had to get all the still shots where you were actually able to, there was. I didn't even think there was a punch thrown. I thought
there were punches thrown.
I know. But when you watched it in real time, it just looked like a bunch of guys pushing each other.
Well, when I saw the lady fall down, that's when I was like, all right, this is getting out of control. Like, because once you're fighting amongst the fans and fans could be getting hurt.
But here we go. NFL has their thing. Let's just say NFL's was Miles Garrett. That was their crazy, horrible. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. NBA has the Malice at the Palace.
Yeah. Right.
College basketball. Maybe that was college basketball thing. So the announcers were like, holy crap.
They needed it for history.
It's a bloodbath down there. Get your guns. I mean, they thought they were going down.
But they were talking about banning them for life.
That's not a bad theory,
they
coach.
They thought they were going down in the record book.
As an announcer, you kind of see. Hold on. Do you see a moment like that and be like, guys, this get into high gear. This one could be YouTube forever.
Exactly.
You want to go hard in this one? Oh my God!
But then it ended up not being that bad.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about those in it. I'm talking about
everybody.
The analysts in the ESPN studio. Seth Greenberg, LaFonso Ellis, Dick Vitale. Dick Idiot.
Oh, it's a fight, baby.
He's like,
Duke would have never done it.
Exactly.
Did he say that?
But one of our friends texted me and goes, you would never see that at Duke.
No, they have class.
Up.
They have class.
No.
Coach K would never allow that.
Well, I hate to tell you.
I mean,
you,
Self was even fighting. No, he's breaking it up.
I hate to tell you, if they let the, it should have been
let
handled.
Him fight?
No.
Oh.
You tee him up, DeSosa's standing over the guy. But what really started it is he looks up and the whole K-State bench has him surrounded.
Absolutely.
Like, they had him surrounded and it's
felt
like
threatened.
And they push him. So what are you going to do?
Then you fight back.
You fight
you
back.
You pick up a chair.
No,
and then
no. So then he starts throwing punches and then everything gets scrambled.
Yeah.
And he picks up the chair, decides, you know what? This is a dumb idea. Drops it. That's it.
Were any free throws shot after that? Or
yes,
no?
There was a lot of technicals.
A lot of them?
I didn't watch.
The game was over, but they had like 1 second left. So
they had to hand out techs.
They had to. Dude, really, there were only 10 people left in the arena, and they had to bring out like a bunch of randos that they still found on the team to shoot the technicals.
Yeah, and
I wonder if that affected the over-under.
It probably did.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
No, Coach, it was a blowout.
It was probably way over.
It was a blowout, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just people are acting like, oh, my God, your boys are such thugs. There's no room for that in college basketball. It was just a fist fight. It happens a lot.
Yeah, well, like, Coach, what did you want it to be? You wanted them to pull out guns and switchblades out of their trunks?
That is what.
You're talking about a fist fight. What else do they have?
Hey, one guy gets down on all fours behind the other guy and he pushes him so he falls like we used to do in grade school.
But I am saying.
Trips him from behind.
Hey, I am saying on Twitter, people were trying to vilify them like they just did something so horrendous. There was a couple fists thrown. People fell over.
No, they hurt the poor lady, man.
I don't know this lady. Is she the one on the ground?
Yes.
That has that,
Coach, can you imagine?
Hey.
Can you imagine 7-8 big-ass dudes fighting on top of you?
Yes, dude. You want to know why I don't go courtside?
That is threatening.
You want to know why I don't go courtside?
Because
NBA?
Of that.
Because of the cost. And I don't want some dude falling on me and me getting knocked
out. The reason is the cost. You would sit courtside.
There was a dude dressed up in full rooster costume. What are you guys, Jayhawks?
Yeah.
And he's like, Coach, and he's... The terror on his face is like, oh my God, she's terrified, trying to break up two giants from fighting each other.
Yes, like it's a bad look. The fight is a bad look. Like I'm not encouraging fighting.
We'll forget about it.
You said let him go.
But people are acting like DeSosa did something so horrendous.
Oh, can he come back for March Madness?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I would love now Kansas to run the table.
But here's the thing.
Why?
He hasn't really been any good all year.
That's why he picked up the chair.
No. The year and a half layoff that he was suspended really killed this kid. I mean, he was supposed to be, he was a top 50 recruit, I believe. He was really good. And just not playing for a year and a half, He doesn't have any confidence. He doesn't know what he's doing. He looks unsure of himself.
Was Izabuki in the fight?
No. But
Self was.
But
Bill Self was in the middle, dude.
I just
haymakers.
The way people were reacting, like it was just the worst thing they'd ever seen.
I agree with you totally.
It was just so overblown. And everybody kept screenshotting him holding the chair. That was
well,
that,
coach, what are you gonna screenshot?
No, but I'm saying that's the only thing.
Coach, of course, if somebody's holding something.
Right. But everybody puts it, all the news outlets, that's what they show.
Of course.
But he didn't even use it. So if that's an insignificant picture.
The screenshot would have been better if he would have used it, but that's all they've got. That's right. The highlight of it.
So then everybody's talking about kick him out for light. Like, he should never put on a college basketball game. Why? He just threw some punches.
Yeah.
And it's not my Homer glasses. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's just because you're a Kansas fan. No, I just don't think he did. What he did was that bad. He threw some punches.
I will say, gotta love the ESPN titles. I clicked it because it said massive brawl, Kansas.
Right.
I was like, holy crap, did people come out with clubs and stuff and like blow torches and crap? Dude, I clicked on it. I was like, no. I gotta start pausing this and playing it again. I couldn't see anything.
Oh,
Coach, I didn't see one punch thrown when I watched it in real time.
There weren't really a lot of punches thrown.
You had to watch the slow stuff of the chair, WCW chair.
Was it a Kansas coach or somebody that came in a full suit?
Oh, it was Kansas coach.
And
he was trying to break it up.
And he fell hard.
He dove.
Was there somebody that slipped on? Was it him?
It might have been him. I don't know if he tried to hold someone.
I think he was
missed.
Trying to dive and hold someone, and then he slipped, and he just got.
Coach, I felt bad for him. Dude, he looked like an idiot.
So but him, he got it bad. The chick got trampled.
The chick
on,
got
right?
trampled. The dude in the bird costume.
Did you say the rooster?
The rooster.
The cheerleading dude.
He didn't get it bad. He was just trying to break it.
The
up.
The cheerleading dude was the hero of the whole thing. If you guys saw, he was
did
holding
he hold
security back.
I saw that.
He's holding security.
Dude,
back.
He was holding like police back.
Yeah, he had his arms out like, oh, no.
They should have clubbed his ass.
In the moment, you don't know what you're doing.
No, he's holding the cop.
He has his arms out, and one of the guys he's holding back is the cop.
But with the Kansas State redshirt, dude.
He
but,
should be gone.
But no there's, yes. no, there's no difference between him and anyone else fighting in there. At that point, in the rumble.
But he's the one that started the fight.
No, he's the one that started the reaction. Because he was there and started getting in there, that's when everything got escalated.
Yes, and that's what
but,
I mean.
But, I mean, he shouldn't get any more than anyone else. He's also a player, but just because he's not in uniform.
As an outsider, do you think 12 games is a little extreme for DeSoto?
Sure, of course.
Does he come? He comes back for March Madness, yes. though? So I'm going to say no.
They have 12 games?
The fact that they're letting him still come back for March Madness, that's awesome. You got to consider that a bonus.
Yeah, but
they're
going to
make the big dance.
Yeah, but Coach, when he's not playing, out of reps.
Right, like, out of reps. That's what I'm saying. I thought 5-6 games max.
Coach, what are they banning him from the practice?
Coach, at this point, they're just using them as examples.
That's
it. That's all it is. And just sending a message to every other team out there. You do this crap, this is what happens.
And you know Vander.
They don't deserve
But I think it's so funny. Everybody else got 2 or 3 games, and then he gets 12.
That's dude, the chair, if you're Coach. That was the chair
right,
alone.
But the chair, he didn't do anything with the chair.
Picked it up and threatened to use it.
You know Ken's ain't going to have no chairs near the court next time.
Or they screw them all down before the game.
Dude, you know a guy's going to come up behind him. Hey, man, are you sitting in that chair? Okay, here we go.
Hey, what are you doing there? Screwing in the chairs. DeSouza's coming.
Coach.
All right, what about Zion?
I watched the first half.
Yeah, he lights out.
Little chubs, huh?
He needs, like I said, he needs to lose weight, man. He's too big. They showed it last night.
But it's crazy because
he's the third heaviest guy in the NBA.
It's crazy
because number one.
Maybe Boban because he's 7'12".
Or Taco.
No, Taco weighs 150 pounds.
He's skinny. But Coach, he's heavy, but
he's only 6'8".
He's not even that big. It's weird that we were all just like, Zion, oh my gosh. And
well, compared to college people.
Right, but in the NBA, he's standing next to, you know, Ingram and these other players. Like, really, he was not close to even being as tall as them.
No,
one.
But he's so much thicker than them. Yeah. He's thicker than them.
Yeah, especially last night, and you can tell he was more thicker than
them. And he needs to lose weight because I said it when he got hurt when he tore his meniscus. I was like, that's 2 injuries already, and he's only 19 years old, 20 years old, whatever.
Yeah.
So that tells me a lot of weight on the body, you got to lose weight. And they were saying it last night on the broadcast, like saying, hey, look, he just needs to lose weight. He's got to have to lose weight. He's going to have to get in shape.
Yeah. Well, how much did he play? How much time?
18 minutes.
18?
He scored 20. In the second half, apparently he got hot, hit 4 threes, scored like 17 points in a row.
Yeah.
I thought he looked fine. I mean, you can't judge him. Yeah. You can't judge him. It was his first game. Like, I don't know what to say. I watched him in the first half. He played 2 4-minute stretches. It was fine. I was excited to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, I'm glad he's back. He adds a little bit of lightning rod to the NBA a little bit.
Yeah, because the NBA has kind of been boring because the playoffs, I mean, if you look at it.
It's about 2 months long.
It's pretty much set.
Right now it is.
The only seed that is up for grabs is the 8 seed, the West. There's like 3 teams that are right there. But besides that, it's pretty like, okay, well, these are the teams that are going to be in the playoffs.
Well, and the teams that are dominating, I think they even came out and said, we're not trying for the all-time record. We'd rather have an NBA championship. So, and now that they're resting guys whenever they want to.
Load management.
It's a little bit different than it used to be back in the day.
I mean, it's weird how we're not even to the All-Star break. And like the West is pretty much set for the playoffs. I mean, because the 7 seed in the West is 6 games ahead of the 8 seed. So the top 7 are in.
Oh, yeah.
And in the East, okay, you got the 8 seed is still up for grabs. 8 and 7, really. But that's it. So, yay, Zion's here. Can't wait. Now, I'll bet you he doesn't play the next game because of load management.
I had a couple shout-outs I got to give out. Can I hand them out?
Yeah, you want to give it? Is it to Noodle Arm?
No. Isaac, shout out to him. He's a huge listener. He just wanted me to say what up on the podcast. And then also, Jesus from Fort Worth.
Jesus.
Oh, he prayed for me when I needed a win. He's a 49ers fan.
This is for him. He wanted a caw. That's okay. For you, Jesus. Thanks
Jesus.
For listening.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for listening, my man.
Jesus. Guys, it's over. For the Noodle.
Yeah. I mean,
tomorrow's the press conference, but he's riding off into the sunset.
Dude, I love that you went to the noodle shop, though, the week before.
I did. I didn't see him.
No wonder.
I was looking for him.
Did they have pictures of him everywhere?
Yeah. They were like, goodbye, Eli, in Times Square.
Yeah.
They had a moment of silence.
The Eli Noodle Bowl?
No, at the ramen noodle place.
Oh, God. No.
Okay.
Morimoto. Chef Morimoto.
Yeah, Morimoto.
What athlete pictures did you see the most in New York?
Jeter.
No, not one Jeter.
What?
Not
he doesn't
one.
Even play anymore.
But he just got
Hall of Fame.
He did just get elected to the Hall of Fame.
Come on. What they put him on in New York in Times Square?
It was almost unanimous, except one dude didn't vote for him.
There's never been a unanimous.
I know. One
which is
dude.
Stupid.
Which, I mean, they should release that dude's name.
They probably did.
Hey, are the Yankees going to be any good this year? They got Gerrit Cole.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot of trash cans. We might do what the... Hey, Gerrit Cole might bring us their secret.
Hey, you know what? You know what? The Mets, they don't have a manager. Oh, wait, we named one yesterday. That's right. They didn't have a manager till yesterday because they had to fire Belcher on that damn cheetah.
Because he was banging on the trash can. Apparently, that's the rage now.
Bunch of cheaters.
Oh, you can hear it from a mile away.
Why do people cheat? Why do these teams cheat? They know they're good.
But
dude,
they can be better.
They got away with it.
Yeah, now, would you take the World Series away from them?
Yes.
And just be it vacant?
Yes.
I would say yes. Even though it's extreme, take it away.
Take it away.
Dude.
They don't deserve it.
They use
it.
Video electronics. And is that picture fake where it shows a guy trying to get a TV screen and tip it over when somebody was going in the dugout? It might be a fake picture, but it was like trying to show the electronics they used in doing the trash can hitting.
Do you hate that we have to ask ourselves, is that real or fake?
I didn't know, but it
I
showed
didn't see the picture, so I don't know.
Altuve, and they go, they didn't want this picture getting out. And it's a guy in the dugout, and he's got a big TV, and he's hiding it, and there's a bunch of electronics.
Now, this is the question I have for you guys. So they hold the steroids against Bonds and all, you know, like that era, like they don't let him in the Hall of Fame. So, and Clemens.
Yeah.
So when it comes time, because I wholeheartedly believe Altuve is going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
George Springer and Correa, they still have a lot. I don't know yet. It's too early. But is it going to be held against them like the steroids?
It should be.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't let those guys in. So does the voting say, you know what? You guys cheated. And we don't know how many years you cheated, but we know for at least 1 to 2, 3 years, you were cheating.
Yeah.
So are they going to keep them out of the Hall of Fame because they were using some, it's not steroids, but it's a different version of steroids.
No, they won't keep them out just because it was an isolated incident. You can't really determine how it affected the game. I would love to see Altuve.
You knew what pitch was coming. Hell yes.
What do you mean? It definitely altered the game.
I know it altered, but there's really no real proof that it did. I mean.
Dude, when you weren't here, we talked about how duped I felt from the whole Altuve, like, don't take my shirt off.
No, I don't. I don't believe
that's made up too.
That's made up.
Now, but people are buying. People are making up a lot of it as
because,
well.
Because
but
the
makes
buzzer.
So much
no, no, no.
sense.
They didn't have a damn buzzer.
Yes, the Major League Baseball would have uncovered that in their investigation. Mm-hmm. Mike Fliers would come out and say it. He already told about the video camera, so he would have said, "Hey, they had buzzers on them too."
I do like the pitchers coming out now. Oh yeah, no wonder my stuff wasn't working. Stroman, Marcus Stroman goes, "Man, I had curveballs and stuff. I was wondering why they weren't biting on him." And then somebody commented, "They go, yeah, because all your crap was in the dirt."
Oh,
got him.
Love it. Yes, and because some people are saying, "Give the Dodgers the World Series."
No,
and I'm like,
don't do
you
that.
You can't give someone that didn't win it.
No,
the
you
World
can
Series.
Vacate it. You can just vacate it.
Correct. And here's my thing.
And Brady should. Oh, go ahead.
The Dodgers lost Game 7 in L.A. Like, so it wasn't like it was a home game.
No, yeah, you don't have to argue that. That's 100%.
Yeah, no.
Give it to someone that didn't really win it.
Just vacate it.
But just vacate it.
Yes.
But, hey, umpires, now instead of the 2 hours before the game, you guys are all just sitting around circle jerking in the middle of the infield.
Start feeling everyone.
Now maybe go to the outfield and look for electronics. Maybe have ways to see if there's any electronics. Let's, like, be progressive and now start checking for that stuff.
Yes, look for trash cans and stuff around the dugout, things like that can make noises.
Yeah, get rid of the trash cans.
You know,
no whistling.
The dugout boy who has to place the trash cans, you know he's going to be like, guys, I'm literally just carrying the trash can to replace. Quit looking at me.
Hey, and when batters go up, pat them down. See if they feel any electronics or anything.
They go up to the net. And just
Dude, you
imagine they spread them.
Dude, you know
they added an umpire. He frisks them on the on-deck circle.
Hey, all right, spread your legs.
Hey, you know there's going to be fans this year, dude, in the crowd.
Oh.
There we go.
Coach,
funny, dude.
Coach, can you imagine going to a game and taking a little trash can?
Dude, we got to go to the Nashville Sounds and hit, like, a batter gets out completely silent and we're like,
that's
hey,
hilarious.
Stop the game. You guys hear that? It's us hitting the
seats. It's us drunk hitting our beer cups together.
I love it.
Oh,
because
dude.
It's just so weird.
Crap.
Gosh, it's.
Coach, they got away with it for a damn year. Nobody heard that freaking trash can.
They won the World Series.
Holy crap.
And what's crazy, is that, like, when you do that, you don't ever think that someone leaving your team is going to talk?
That's the downside. If somebody does leave
like
your team, there's
Fliers, Flyers, whatever his name is.
Dude, if he didn't talk, we'd have never found out. Thank God he talked. I hate to root against people.
But he won a World Series.
Coach, you're doing the right thing.
Then why didn't he do it when he was on the team? If it bothered him so much.
Oh, can you imagine? You're an inside trader at that point.
Well, he's still an inside trader.
No, but what I'm
saying. Well, he's on the other team, so he's hoping the A's win.
Mobsters. You don't snitch on your gang. You wait till you get protection from the other gang to snitch. Then once you're protected, you're like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah. But does he still keep his World Series ring?
No.
You don't think
honesty.
Do you think he threw his away?
No, he probably has it. But
then he needs to throw it away.
But honesty comes with a price. If you're going to be honest, you're doing the right thing. Your heart tells you know what? You did the right thing. You're going to live a more comfortable life and a better life knowing that you did the right thing. Throw the ring away, though. Right?
Yeah. Has to. You can't be like, oh, look at my World Series ring. If you're crying about you guys cheating,
yeah,
spilling the beans, get rid of it.
Hey, I love me some Altuve. I really do. I picked him all the time in the daily pick'em, coach, and he was well in the 300s. I mean, what if this year in like 100? I mean, coach, if he's I mean, seriously, what if he's well below 200? I mean, poor dude. Because he's a good hitter.
I am a shy guy.
Guys, he's a good hitter. The Astros are great hitters.
They really are.
But this just made them superhuman hitters. And I mean, their averages are all going to drop. And it's like, there's going to be one guy who's going to drop in the hundreds. And he's going to get razzed so bad. And it's going to all be in his head.
How do you celebrate a win when you know you cheated? Like, how does that work?
Because in baseball, you steal
signs. Everybody steals
signs.
The
one thing that made it bad is
the
electronics. Yes.
I get it. But still.
It's a weird, man, I don't know, but you still feel like you beat everybody, so you're the best.
But you cheated.
Well, I think you assume everybody else is cheating also. I think it's a big
cesspool. Guys use this stuff. Pitchers are cheating all the time, getting busted.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the steroids thing, you know, where they're just like, well, I'm not the only one.
Right. I mean, someone else is doing it. So, I mean, if they're doing it, why don't I do it? Like, why should they get the unfair advantage?
Football and baseball are the two sports you can cheat in. Baseball because of the ball, football because of the football. I mean, in basketball, maybe if you deflate that a little bit, it goes in easier. I don't know. But then it won't bounce as well. But football and baseball, like,
they're trying to bounce the basketball, yeah, it's not like, bouncing.
Dude, it's human nature to figure out a way to cheat. And in baseball, they do it way more than the other sports, but football, they do it as well.
It's basketball, like board games. Do you ever try to cheat?
No. I mean, sometimes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Just for fun, though, you know, just to kind of like, not to get the win, but to like make my kids laugh, I cheat.
See, to get
like,
the win.
I'll put cards in my shirt or whatever and then get up to the bathroom and make them all fall out. They're like, dang it, Dad, I knew you were cheating, like that kind of thing.
Right, that's funny.
Yeah,
I
don't
get that.
Cheat to beat my kids.
Not your kids, but I'm saying if it's
if it's us playing
a group
cheating,
of adults.
For what? Why? Why would you cheat at a board game?
I'm just asking.
You would.
I wouldn't.
You're smiling.
I wouldn't. I really don't think I would.
Some people do, though. You're right.
Yes, some people do. It's just all about the competition.
So weird.
Man. You guys going to go to Eli's Hall of Fame induction?
Tomorrow?
When he gets in the Hall of Fame?
Hey, Garrett will be there.
What?
He's a giant.
He's the offensive coordinator.
It's just crazy. Isn't that crazy? Like, you know, as a Cowboys fan, we hate the Giants. I hate the Packers. Hate the Packers. Now we have their coach. Now our old coach goes to the Giants. It's like such a cesspool.
Where'd you get that line?
What?
Cesspool.
Right now, didn't you just say it?
Yeah.
Somebody just said it.
Yeah. It's really like incestual relationships. It's just crazy.
It's just like, I just hated the Giants, and now my coach, who I followed for so many years, is now their OC. And now the stupid Packers, who I hate, now they're head coach, our head coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid.
Now, but real question. Is Eli Manning going to the Hall of Fame?
Yes. He has to.
They showed some stats. Because he's won two Super Bowls.
He has to, coach.
But see,
I get your argument.
No. I think he's going to go because his last name is Manning.
Archie's not in it.
But
is he? He might be.
I don't know.
He might be in
it. But I'm just saying, the Manning name is going to get him into the Hall of Fame, but he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. He is a 500 quarterback who was never the best at his position. I don't even know if he was the best player on his team. And he won two Super Bowls on the back of really good defenses. He made the playoffs maybe three times in his whole career. That's terrible. But whatever. Congrats, Eli.
Yeah, Archie's not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, but Eli will. I don't think he should, but I think he will because his last name is Manning.
Good job, Noodle.
And people love him. He's loved.
He's
a loved quarterback.
But he was just an average NFL quarterback.
Sure.
His record tells you that. He was just average. He was one of the guys never talked about as, oh, my God, he was so good. Just got hot in the playoffs with two good defenses. That's it. All right.
He was a good noodle.
Good noodle, man. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have spaghetti tonight to celebrate.
Yeah, me too. I might do lasagna, though.
Ooh, that's not really, I mean, yeah, I guess
that's a noodle.
My chick, I didn't even think about that. She made me noodles last night with my veggie burger. She must have known he retired.
Of course she did.
Wow.
She's a keeper, dude.
You should marry her.
Those were damn good noodles.
Hey, why'd you bring that?
They want us to take a picture. Nashville's got a soccer team now.
Yeah, Nashville SC, baby.
What's
Let's
SC?
Go.
Soccer club?
Yep.
And they're playing.
Are you going to play for them?
No, they haven't signed me yet.
Coach, they should do it. They should give you an honorary spot where you just dress up and you play with the home games. You may not play, but you can just get dressed
up.
Well,
I'm playing for the Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday night.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
What does that mean? What do you do?
I'm going to be playing.
They're going to put you in uniform?
Yeah, they got me a uniform, and I'm going to play a few minutes.
You're not going to play in the game.
I'm going to play in the game. 100%.
Have you practiced with them?
No, I go Saturday to practice.
Coach, you know how to dribble a ball?
Yeah. Oh, bump, bump, bump.
Dude, oh boy. Freaking pull a Zion. Go 17 points in 18
That's
minutes.
What I'm saying. I'm going 4-for-4 from three.
Don't they use like little springboards and stuff? Coach, dunk on their ass.
I'll dunk on them if they want me to. But hey, Saturday night, if you're in Nashville and you want to see me play for the Harlem Globetrotters,
we're surfing on Saturday morning, though.
Yeah, but you don't want to come?
Saturday night?
Yeah, your kids will love to see me play with the Globes.
You get me tickets for the kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go.
What are you surfing?
Indoor pool at the Opry Hotel.
Damn.
Indoor pool surfing, coach. Surfing competition. Me and lunch.
I'm going to do terrible.
I would boogie board it over surfing it.
And then I'm surfing. I used to surf back in the day.
No. You have to surf it.
Oh.
That's the whole thing. It's a wave. It's like a
coach, you're
fake
not
going to
be able to get up.
Oh, I can get up.
That's going to be hard as balls.
You want? I asked my wife. I got up in New York and it was freezing. All right. We're out of here.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
I got to post my picture of Magic, man.
See, I want everyone to see how crappy of a picture it is.
Is it really that bad?
Coach, it's bad. You can't even tell it's Magic.
Man, there was so much more. I wanted to talk about the games.
Well, Coach, because
I never got to talk about the games, but it's been a long time.
I know.
And we're ready to go. And right. Ray was already checking out. I saw
anything else you want to promote?
No, that's it, man. Hit us up on Twitter. And then the email, wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Don't forget, shopsorelosers.com. Get your
We were playing a show last weekend and
buy your shirts.
DC, Virginia Beach. People had Sore Losers show. And I'm telling you, it's a cool feeling when they have their shirt on. They're like, Hey, check it out.
I will say my chick was pretty hurt when Sore Losers locks when he burned our shirt.
Why did he do that?
Because he put a poll up. If the Vikings lose, what should I do?
Is that what happened when you met Magic?
Yeah. No wonder he didn't want to take a picture with me. That's why his head turned when
he was like, get away from me. This dude's freaking sick.
He put a poll up, if the Vikings lose to the 49ers, what should I do with my Sore Loser shirt? And he said, keep it, throw it away, burn it, whatever. And the poll vote burned it.
Oh, my God.
But he's pouring gas on our faces and then lit it on fire.
That's pretty funny.
Good? No,
it weirded my chick out because our actual faces are on the shirt.
Who cares?
He burned our face.
Guys, he's still coming to the wedding.
I don't know about them.
Did you invite him to your wedding?
No.
Oh.
The list hasn't been released, but I don't think a random Sore Losers locked.
Wow, now it sounds like they're fighting.
Yeah.
It sounds like fighting? Ray's relationship.
I've never met the dude.
But you guys text.
Coach, what if he buys another shirt?
Can he come?
Can he come to the wedding?
Honestly, it's a very small list. I don't know if he can squeeze in.
I want Sore Losers locks to sit in my place, Coach.
I forgot to tell you guys. I was sitting in LaGuardia, ready to fly home, sitting there.
Okay. Who else?
And this guy.
Mario Lemieux?
This guy walks by. He stops.
Look like Derek Jeter.
He walks up to me and goes, are you Lunchbox? I was like, yeah. And he goes, man, I love the Sore Losers.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
His name was Pilot Chris. Chris the pilot.
Oh, he was a pilot?
He was a pilot.
He was one of the pilots, and the dude listens to our podcast? Dude,
yes.
And he's listening to this SOB flying. You better keep her straight, buddy.
Hey, what if he's listening right now while he's in the air?
He flies, I forgot what airline, Spirit Airlines.
Well, which one were
Delta.
You flying?
I was flying Southwest.
Okay.
But he lives in Nashville, but his hub is New York, so he has to fly to New York for work.
Wow.
Hey, pilot there, if you're listening, have a good flight.
Dang, I think his name was Chris.
Overnight, pilot Chris.
Hey, have a good flight. Your family's waiting for you, and hope you enjoyed the podcast, pilot.
Copy that. Over and out.
All right, we out.
All right, goodbye, everyone.